Yeah, let's give it up for Liquid IV.
Yeah.com,
baby. Promo code Nooners over there is going to get you 20% off your first order. Rage this weekend, jobless on accident. I feel like it was an accidental rage this weekend.
Yeah.
And I needed some Liquid IV to start off the day. I start every day with a Liquid IV. Our kids are using Liquid IV.
Yes.
They've got the new and improved sugar-free Liquid IVs as well. And Pear is back. Pear is back. That's my favorite. Pear was my favorite there. Big fan. But hanging out, watching sports, hanging out with the friends and all that other stuff. You start boozing, you lose track of time, and then you're like, oh, shit. I need to rehydrate for the week. Got to pop in that Liquid IV. Are you a daily girl? Because I don't see you every single morning all the time.
Yeah, I'm a daily girl. So I do one of the sugar-free grapes or the sugar-free apple, which are my new faves, in 24 ounces.
Okay.
So it is supposed to be just in, they say, like, put a packet in 16 ounces.
16 ounces of water.
And that's going to hydrate you double. I put in the 24 ounce, maybe onesie or twosie.
Yeah.
And go through the day.
Yeah,
it's life changing.
I call it Hydration Monday here on the show because it's one of those things where, again, you go hard over the weekends, you got the kids, you're not eating great, you're boozing with some friends or whatever, and then boom, reset on Mondays, pop in the Liquid IV and you're good to go. But it's a little pouch. That's it. You're ripping open, popping into liquid, 16 ounces or more. And you're good to go. Super easy there. Three times the electrolytes. No artificial sweeteners. 8 vitamins and nutrients. Non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com.
Feeling sluggish? Grab yourself.
Grab
yourself an energy intensifier from Cardomax.com. I am too hopped up on it today, which you will see here in a moment. But right now at Cardomax.com, owned and operated by former Navy SEAL and CEO Sean Madsen, you can get 30% off your next 4 orders at Cardomax.com. You can be on the level 12 that I'm at right now. That's Cardomax.com, helping you achieve your max. Let's go, Jabes. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's have a Thursday. Let's close out strong this week, you know, on RPR.
Say something else.
Have what? A Thursday what?
Have a
threesome?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that'd be weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And live on air?
And I would say no.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Did you rethink it at all after last night?
What?
Yeah. Did you rethink it at all?
Rethink.
Were you jealous? Do you wish you would have lived that life? The Pebrews life? Huh? Funky Brewster.
Oh, God.
Come on, James.
What are you fucking talking about?
We watched a whole entire movie last night. Great. And you have no idea what we're talking about here?
No, I don't.
Pebrews.
Okay.
Funky Brewster.
Don't know what that is, and nobody calls her that.
Everybody calls her Pebrews. We know this. Hey, everybody in the chat right now on YouTube, obviously I know you take a knee before the program starts, which I love, you know, obviously because...
What, everyone in the chat?
No, we all stand for racial equality. And so we take a knee for it. So everybody in the chat takes a knee, and then we stand up, and then we do the thing, right? Tell me that Pebrews, that's what everybody calls Punky Brewster. I think we all know that, right? It's just Pebrews. It's just classic Pebrews is what we got there. They're saying yes. Everybody is saying yes here on YouTube. James, I feel like you live in another planet. You don't know what's going on in this one, and it scares me. I'm frightened to death. We watched the punky
don't worry, guys. We'll get to the thing that
Brewster Hulu thing. We'll get to that. Yeah, let people get in the chat and hang, dude. It's Thursday. It's the last show of the week. Let them take a drink. Let them have a mimosa and get loose. Punky Brewster doc. It's called Kid 90. Was on.
It's not new, so we're definitely. It's not revolutionary.
It's not new.
No.
Okay, so I had seen this trailer for a long time, and then. Once we went through it and figured out the divorce dates of Punky Brewster, that's why I thought it was new, because I was like, okay, her ex-husband is an executive producer on the movie, and then she's going through every relationship she's had in her entire life with no ring on afterwards. So I was like, all right, the average divorce takes about, in Hollywood, about 8-9 months. So that would have put it right about now as a release date for this. Clearly, I'm off on that. So,
Well, I think it was March. So it's 2021, but it was in March.
Got it. So
it's been a while.
When was the divorce?
2020.
Okay. Just bumping right up against it. I guarantee you that they settled, and then immediately they put the fucking doc out.
Right. And he was like, I need to be an EP on this, whatever, whatever. Yeah. And he got it.
Yeah, he got it.
And he was like, I need to be an executive producer on you going on a tour of all your ex-boyfriends and ex-lovers and having just like a fun, like, interview, hug, like, flirty, little, maybe a little smooch.
So I knew P. Brews back in the day, and she hooked up with everybody. I told you this before the documentary
started.
What do
you mean you knew her?
Around town. She was just always in that traveling party group, right? There was always a group that just traveled and partied around. And I actually met her with her husband. So I used to go to his place all the time. That was like one of our spots, right? And I knew her husband. He was one of the biggest. He wasn't a club promoter because he actually owned the properties. And that's the difference here. If you know any club promoters at home, and I'm sure you ladies do, and I know you've talked about it before in other shows, with the promoters where you're like, hey, dude, it's cool to get in and all that stuff, but what do you actually own here in this?
Right.
Which is nothing.
Yeah.
He actually owned the shit. So you kind of, I didn't want to say you had to kiss the ring, but we all knew who he was because it was like, hey, dude, when you own six of the top spots, you don't want to piss off the big guy. You know what I'm saying? But she was always there. So it was like, yeah, I get your husband has to be here tonight, but do you have to be here every night on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? What are we doing, P. Brews, that, you know, you've got to be here for all this? Yeah. People are just giving money for P. Brews.
No, they aren't. They aren't. They aren't. It's very triggering for a lot of people, it looks like.
Yeah, no, P. Brews is definitely in.
Yeah.
Ross, did you see Matt steal your live tattoo idea with Will XX? Nooners, this is the best part of my workday. FYI, said my wife, says I'm dumb as fuck for not taking the cash. Kevin Walters, we're going to get you out here for that tattoo for the Hillary Clinton one. I didn't see him do that. However, we have discussed that in the past. Will XX is a mutual friend of ours. We love Will. He's done work for me. Done work for Matt. He's one of our favorites. So I understand it. Anyways, with Punky Brewster, if you haven't seen this, I highly recommend it. She's one of those people who videotaped every single second of her life. And back then, it was the old school camcorders where you were like, oh, shit. It's a lot of work. And then she put it in the vault for 20 years. She dated, fucked, hooked up with, whatever you want to call it. Every famous celebrity, I feel like you know. Today or then, and then all of these people, like half of them, end up like dying or killing themselves, which is super weird. But it was a fun jog down memory lane of like as a kid, all your shit, right? Because I grew up with P. Brews, you know, it's a big show for me. I know that it was rebooted on Peacock. It lasted a season, and then they ended up canceling it. I don't necessarily think it was her or the ratings of that; just that entire app and network as a whole is going down the tubes, and they're selling shit left and right. They just sold off Seinfeld, so Comedy Central has the rights to that. If you see Comedy Central running every episode of Seinfeld in The Office for the rest of their lives and nothing else, kind of like Ridiculousness on MTV, congratulations. That's why. The Peacock app is not working. Now, P. Brews. We're talking DiCaprio. We're talking Kevin Connolly, who they were beef fries back in the day. Mark Wahlberg, Stephen Dorff. I mean, the guy from Jump Around?
Oh, yeah.
Danny Boy?
Danny Boy Connor. So David Arquette, Jenny Lewis, I think, was the only girl in there. Balthazar Getty. Yeah.
Jonathan Brandis, who was Ladybug. He was the lead in Ladybug with Rodney Dangerfield, which I was a big fan of as a child.
Corey Feldman, Michael Rapaport, Rodney Harvey, Harold Hunter, Justin Pierce. I mean,
the entire cast of kids.
The entire cast of kids, I mean, who she dated, actually. Charlie Sheen.
Oh, that's right. Hang on.
Will Smith.
Charlie Sheen, by the way, the beauty of the Charlie Sheen thing was, is she describes him as her Mr. Big. That's who she lost her virginity to, was fucking Charlie Sheen. And it, no mention of AIDS or anything else, which I loved. I was like, oh, we're just going to gloss that over. And she was like, he was the sweetest guy.
It was way back in the day.
Right. But still, all of the people that are in the documentary are current. So it's like current day shit. She didn't want to go to Chucky's house, Charlie Sheen's house, and be like, hey, you took my virginity and you were my Mr. Big, as she describes him. He was 29. She was 18 or 19, living in New York. And they used to go to all the things, and it's documented in that. Not once did you want to go to Charlie Sheen's house, but all the other ex-boyfriends you did. Why not?
Yeah. 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 Oh, Balthazar. Okay.
Balthazar Getty. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So all of these people that you're watching, and you're like, oh shit. And they're all kids. I mean, just babies, you know, where you're just like, holy shit. They're
Mark
like
Paul Gosselaar.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Fucking Zach Morris was up in that bitch numerous times. Bag Brian Austin Green. He was all over that. That was shocking. That was the second thing in a row we'd watched with Bag in it. Brian Austin Green. In a 2-hour stretch where I was like, what?
Yeah.
Maybe Brian Austin Green's on the come up. Megan Fox fucked him over. And now, you know, he's out in the world, dude, doing his thing. He still looks great. No? You don't think Bag looks great?
No, he does. But, you know, he must be problematic in some ways. But he's doing Dancing with the Stars.
He is good.
Yeah, he's fine.
I think he's a nice dude. I think he got snowed by Megan Fox, like, you know those memes, I'm going to tell my kids this is Megan Fox. Angelina Jolie is that's her model, where it's just like, I'm going to be hot and destroy everyone's lives, and I'm not going to stop. MGK, this is going to last for another 3 months, and then I'm going to destroy someone else's life, and this is going to go on and on and on, and she's going to have 60 fucking kids. She's definitely running the Angelina Jolie model here. So it's the Black Widow, because what dude is going to deny Megan Fox, where it's like, she can literally just walk down the street and be like, how long have you been married? 12 years. Cool. I'm taking your husband.
Yeah.
Sorry, Pam, you know, or whoever it is. And you're just like, oh fuck, what am I supposed to do? You know, Pam, whoever this is, housewife or whatever, be like, it's Megan Fox. You have to go. You have to go live your best life.
Yeah.
Go. We'll be here when that ends. We'll be here. And I think that should be the kind of the disclaimer with her, of like, we'll be here when it ends, you know, just hang on for a few months. They'll be back. Megan will go to somebody else and absolutely destroy their entire lives. But P-Brews, dude, holy shit, man. It was a wild documentary where I was just like, man, it always weirds me out when people tape every second of their life like that. It was like Val Kilmer.
Yes. And in both instances, you could tell that the people he was constantly videotaping were quite annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there was a level of like, oh, hey, Punky Brewster.
Yeah.
Hey, Soleil. Hey, yeah, Soleil, yeah. Moonfry. Hey, what's up? Okay. And then after a while, it was like, all right, could you get that, like, somebody, who's the guy from Entourage,
Kevin Connolly.
Kevin Connolly's like, could you get that camera any closer to me, dude? Like, what the fuck? They're all tripping on mushrooms, and she's just got a camera in your face. It's like, she's that person.
Oh, dude. They were smoking weed, doing ecstasy, doing mushrooms in this thing, and it's all on video, and it's just like, look, I get it. She was hot. She was real hot. Because, like, you have two elements that were working for you in that thing. One, she was Punky Brewster. Everybody watched that show. Everybody knew it. She was fucking famous as shit.
She was the queen. So everyone that she was hanging out with, she was kind of the queen of them. In that, like, they watched her growing up. Like, they loved her. They were the same age.
But they still
watched her and had crushes on her and all of this. So they were just like, you know, she just had this group of, like, up-and-coming dudes.
But here's the thing.
We'll get into that.
All dudes, right? But as she got older, she got really fucking hot. So, like, then from the dude mentality of it, not only are you fucking Punky Brewster? And that's a fun story for you and all your friends, right? Of like, holy shit, I just fucked Punky Brewster.
Right.
Then when you show them what Punky Brewster looks like, it's like, oh, shit. Yes, everybody was all in on that.
Right.
So I understood why all these people were keeping around. I was like, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
So what's up, James? You look a little worried. Is something going to fall?
Oh, no. I was just looking at a light. It looked a little dark on one side. So
I think one's out over
and
here.
And she is a real free spirit, right?
Yeah. Hippie.
Hippie. You
can call her hippie.
Yeah. I could just run down the name of her kids and you could.
Good.
Poet.
There you go.
Lyric.
Yep.
Story.
Yeah.
And Jagger.
Yeah. We have a kid named Jagger, but so I'm a diehard Stones fan. So.
Yeah, but I'm part hippie too. Like there's no, denying that.
Your
like,
middle name is Blue.
Yeah, like I'm
like the color.
I'm definitely, yeah.
Not like, you know, she blew a dude, like, but blue.
Or the cheese, yeah, correct. Which a lot of people think.
Oh, yeah. Really?
No, but I just like to I just like to say that first.
It'd be great if
like,
it was.
Like, I'll be like, it's Jesse Blue. Not like the cheese.
Yeah.
Like you're thinking.
Like the color.
And they're like, no, we didn't.
We didn't think that
we
at all.
For sure we're thinking that. Yeah, blah.
Blue? Yeah.
Like
but
a Rockford.
Worth a watch, is all I'm saying. It was crazy to see that much footage.
Yeah.
Same with the Val Kilmer one, which is like, Jesus, man. That the Val Kilmer one's on Amazon Prime, by the way.
Both
are free.
Free. Yeah. And both are very cool. It's very cool that you have all this footage. It's very cool that you're the only one, you know, talking to the camera and talking about your life. But I think anything like that after a while is very masturbatory. Tutorial, whatever, like it just kind of feels like, okay,
yeah,
can we have someone else maybe talk about you?
Exactly.
Without you in the room, that's the thing, is everyone that's talking about her is talking to her. She's doing all the interviews. Mm-hmm. She's talking about herself. She's reading all the stuff, the whatever. So like no one was having a conversation about her without her in the room.
Sure.
And so I don't think you're ever, you know what I mean? So no one was ever able to actually, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Actually say anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they were talking to her.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it was interesting. It was a journey that she needed to go on, and we just went on it with her.
Yeah.
Right?
You do have a light out on that side. That's what it is.
Oh, but okay.
We've never dialed the lighting in on this set. For whatever reason.
Yeah.
Not my side. I always look like shit.
Drinking
Bros, I look great. I don't know what the fucking story is. We got new studios coming up. We'll put in some overheads.
I always really like light how it up. I look on.
You look great. You look like a fucking angel on
well,
here.
Well, do you think maybe it's because the guys care about me more?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Why?
I don't. Because I look like I'm white nice. And kind of reddish. Over there, though, dialed in on Drinking Bros. Over here, not so much. Not so much. We got new studios coming up. I'm going to take pictures of it tomorrow. Met with the investors and all that other stuff. And some fun, exciting things in the works. Super amped about it. Want to get into this. Is that a Bill O'Reilly book on your desk?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, boy, James. You've got Mucinex.
Bill O'Reilly.
You've
and
got
Martin Duggard?
I don't know.
Killing the Mob. Yeah.
I think he sent that to me and he signed it. I'm dead serious. Open it up.
I'm down with it. Whatever.
Did he sign it?
It?
Did he sign it to me? Yeah.
No, he said two P-Brews.
Ah, P-Brews. Punky Brewster.
We got
yeah.
the wrong. Yeah. No, there's no
Brewster
signature.
Book.
People don't know this, but.
No, go to the. What? You got to go to the other page, Jesse. Come on, as an author, you...
What, Bob?
Oh, I was at Bill O'Reilly, you had an affair with Punky Brewster.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, you can say any name, and it's probably true.
Yeah.
And not in a bad way. Just, she was a... Yeah, there's a signature,
there you
but
go.
It's not to anyone.
He did her live.
Yeah. He fucked... What? What?
He did her live.
Oh, he fucked her live.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're going to go live with this. That'd be great. Yeah, it's fucking signed by Bill O'Reilly. Respect yourself.
Now, the
Mucinex, I still cannot figure out to this day.
Well,
why that
and
is
I
on
actually needed it the other day, but then I took a swig and it tasted a lot like codeine cough syrup. And
really?
I was like, that's just what these dudes would do. Would
Chuck
be like,
this over
put
there.
It. Put it in there.
No, we would never.
Right? Like, we don't hide
we don't do
drugs here,
we
so
don't do
I
that.
Just don't.
We share.
It's pretty much all out
we don't
in the
hide
open.
Any. You don't have to keep that Bill O'Reilly book up, by the way.
I don't care.
Shit.
Anything with the mob, I'm fucking down.
Speaking of the mob, the Twitter mob was out in full effect last night for Nicki Minaj, dude. Super shocked about this one. So this is a weird story because it was what her cousin's friend who had swollen testicles, Bob?
Yeah, should we?
Because I really want to get this right with the testicles, okay? I don't want to...
Bob, have we given you enough time to, like, sort through this BS?
Yeah.
Or...
I mean, so there is, like, she is quote-tweeting every single fucking person replying to her, so there's not enough time in the day, but I did find a very good tweet at Joanne Reed that she sent out.
Okay.
Well, first of all, we should start off by saying...
What was her first,
the
like...
The vaccination was causing... She claims that her cousin's friend, right?
Do we have that tweet? We must have the first one, right? I feel like it was
It's everywhere.
Yeah. So the first tweet was...
My cousin's friend has swollen testicles.
Got the vaccine, yep. And his testicles were swollen, and whatever, fuck the shit, not doing it. What did she say? What did she surmise from that?
So... She was complaining that they wanted you to get vaccinated for the Met.
If I get vaccinated, okay. Oh, yes, that's right. And so she didn't go.
Yeah.
And also tweeted.
Then she followed that tweet up with another tweet saying about her, about the cousin.
I got it. Okay. I'll just read it word for word here. I have it. Can you pull it up on screen?
I have, hold on.
It's from September 13th on here. It says, my cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied. Okay?
Okay.
I want to repeat this.
I know.
It's worth repeating.
And
there
when
it
I saw it, is that on screen, Bob?
Yeah.
So when I saw it, I thought, this is a hilarious joke.
Same.
And it is, same. Right? Is it kind
well,
of a joke?
It
but
is,
then she
it
just
is actually
goes...
not a joke. So then she goes to the Met gala. Is it
she
a gala
go.
Or a gala?
She didn't go.
Well, she showed up and then they said, hey, you have to be vaccinated. We got to see a vax card. And she goes, oh, well, fuck this shit. And then she left. She was out of there.
Are we sure that she showed up?
Yes.
Okay.
And she did not know. So they, boom, she fucking bounced from the Met. Is it gala or gala, Jabes?
I really
like gala. Bob, be the deciding factor here. Is it gala or gala?
Bob, do the right thing.
I think it's gala.
Thank you.
I don't think it's gala.
Giorgio will tell you that it's gala.
And we can
be a studio divided again.
Willie, he's watching Euro soccer from one of the countries that broke off from Russia.
Oh, okay. Good for him.
Yeah. They've got a rock that they're all kicking along, and the winner gets one potato. Like, that's how deep he is into fucking European soccer. So with this, I thought it was a joke as well. And I was like,
I think it's hilarious. The whole like
same.
There's so many layers of it that kind of bring this like, you know, make light and make fun of this whole COVID situation, which is like the friend in Trinidad who, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That whole thing of like everything is very third removed anecdotal.
Mm-hmm.
So like there was that. I was like, is she a genius or is she joking or like what is it? So if you're, and we'll never know. I mean, you don't know, right? But like, I would think that it's not totally serious, but it's her starting shit.
It is
because of the gala.
No.
Okay.
So it's actually true. According to her.
According to her.
Great. I don't know who, when you start to go down your cousin's friend.
That's what I mean.
In Trinidad.
But that isn't that
it's a
kind
lot of things.
But isn't that kind of reminiscent of what you're hearing, where it's like, oh, well, my neighbor's guinea pig's babysitter's grandma got it.
But it's also so specific that you're like, could you make that up? Like in Trinidad, like why pick Trinidad?
The president of Trinidad sent an investigation on it and had a press release trying to track down these balls.
Did he really?
Yeah.
And what was the result?
They were not able to find the balls. He had also been cheating on his fiance, and I think possibly received an STD.
Okay,
is this real, Giorgio?
First off, in terms of why Trinidad, she's from Trinidad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, fucking A. Are you being serious?
I'm dead serious. You can look up the president of Trinidad discussing trying to find these balls.
Okay, and why,
right,
were the
Bob
ball,
is,
why
Bob
were the
is
balls
have
missing?
To work,
yeah, Bob's going to have to work overtime today.
Overtime today. Sorry,
my God.
Bob.
Yeah. No, Bob, this is a fucking thing, dude. If somebody's missing their balls in Trinidad, and so he was missing his testicles?
No, his testicles were swollen, and they couldn't find this friend of her cousin. So Mr. Minaj's friend was engaged to this woman and apparently had become impotent because of the vaccine.
But they were able to locate him and his balls.
Yes.
Okay, thank God. Because I thought his balls, the way you said it, were separated from his body.
From the vaccine, or he was cheating and he got an STD?
He was cheating on this woman and thinks he got an STD from that.
He said, oh, babe, it's the vaccine.
Yeah.
But usually it's chlamydia.
That's brilliant.
It's very brilliant.
When you have super ball pain like that, it's chlamydia.
If this isn't real, I'm going to kill you.
It's real.
Okay. It's real. So usually when you have chlamydia, there's a crazy amount of ball pain there. So that would probably make sense as to what that STD is. Because that's like a common symptom of it. I've not gotten the clap, but I've had two roommates who had it, so that was a fun thing.
Okay, I was just going to ask, how do you know so much about the clap?
Yeah, I had two friends who had it.
Also, it is to be noted that they have a different vaccine in Trinidad and Tobago. It's actually the Chinese vaccine that's not...
is it Tobago or Tobago?
Trinidad and Tobago. Okay. Yeah, they have different vaccines.
Is this real, too? No, they don't.
Yeah, yes, they do. This is real. Each country has different
vaccines. And that
vaccine
is much less likely to protect you against things.
Yes. And so other countries, Ireland, everywhere else, Spain, France, they have different vaccinations. So that's true as well. Giorgio dropping fucking truth bombs today.
This is a lot for my tiny brain.
It is.
And there's too many layers.
And then, so as she says this, people start to accuse her of being an anti-vaxxer, and you are one of the most prominent figures in the black community. You shouldn't be telling the whole black community that they shouldn't get vaccinated, right? And that's when the fireworks went off.
Did she say specifically to the black community at any point?
She just said no to Twitter. Just out in the Twitter world.
She just said for herself, hey, this is bullshit.
To
be
put
careful.
In O.J. Simpson's words, hello, Twitter world.
Okay.
She just said it to Twitter.
She said, don't be bullied and forced into anything that you don't want to do.
Think on it. Pray on it. Do whatever you want to do. Don't be bullied.
The message was, do whatever you want to do, but this destroyed my cousin's friend's testicles.
Yeah. And she's not. And just because she's black doesn't necessarily mean that she's only talking to the black community, right? So, right?
Hey,
unless she said specifically... Otherwise, she's telling everybody that.
Bob, I'm wondering if you need this camera on Bob here for a second, okay? Bob.
He needs to scoot over. We need to see
the whole Bob and nothing look, but the look. Bob, so help you, Bob. Bob, is there anything more important in this world than your testicles?
Testicle.
Yeah. Besides your dick. Is there any, for a man, is there anything more important on your body than your testicles?
As a father?
Yeah.
My son's testicles.
Well, great.
Boom. So
but as a lover,
body.
As a lover and a man on your own, let's say you weren't married,
yeah,
or you know, in this case,
I don't want to get my balls fucked up,
yeah,
for sure. Thankfully,
right?
I got an American vaccine pumping through my veins and healthy balls.
Yeah, and you guys are fine. So wait, I just need to know like the level. So for guys, mm-hmm. as far as importance it goes, shaft, balls. Then everything else?
No. The dick itself as a whole is the whole thing. So
one
that's
unit.
The whole penis. Yeah, it's one unit.
Oh, okay.
One unit, and then...
If I had to suffer damage to
it'd be
the...
to the balls.
But if I had to suffer damage to the penis, I would actually rather take a knife to the shaft.
Yes, like a ricochet off the shaft. Like if you were to get shot, you take a ricochet off the shaft. Where you're like, all right, cool. I can survive that. I can't survive the balls, and if the head is gone or something happens to the head, I can't do anything with that either. Bob is correct.
What if you, like, sever some kind of, like... muscle, vessel.
I'd lose
vein.
A ball before I mess up the shaft.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, same.
Yeah.
And a good shaft.
Yeah.
Also, I'd probably trade a ball for some good biceps.
Like in the world of like a girl looking at it or going down
That's
there.
That's a mistake, Giorgio.
No, it's not.
I think they'd be more if there's something wrong with the shaft as opposed to if there's something wrong with a ball, it's like... cool, wasn't going to do anything with those anyways.
For permanent
six-pack
abs...
Unless that's your fucking thing, and then I'll fucking do it.
For permanent six-pack abs, I'd pull the ball out today
and let
Giorgio
right.
fucking
so
remove
like,
it with a goddamn butter knife.
It's not
for
your
sure,
face or your... You know what I mean? Like something else that's important. But yeah, I get it.
Pull up Elliot Page's abs. The new abs for Elliot Page. If I could have those abs permanently, take that ball, dude. We would put it on the set and just have a Kanye song behind it. bronze it, and it would be lowered down into the thing every day of like, oh.
If you could get Elliot Page's abs.
Yeah, there it is.
Elliot Page's abs and a good dick, it's all you need in life.
Yes, and look at that. So if you go zoom in on the package there, it looks like he's got a hog going to down to the jeans. Yeah. What is that?
No,
is that car keys?
There's something in his pocket.
Could be ahead of a pitch. Yeah. Are you happy to see Elliot Page? Is
if you get those abs put in, you're getting something serious put in too.
Yeah. Oh, so she got the abs put in.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know, but man,
he did.
That's like a male. That's a male muscle pattern. Is that what you're kind of saying?
Let's fucking go, dude.
Okay.
I chop a ball off for Elliot Page's abs.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Okay?
A biological woman could have those abs too. It's just like I don't.
But you can't also
since
be like.
When is Elliot Page doing CrossFit?
Yeah. Look at the arms and the abs. Like it just doesn't like match. No, I got you. Uh huh. Okay.
All right.
Fair.
So now with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a big thing for dudes or whatever, and I'm assuming that's what they're saying is like, well, if you're going to tell everybody, like Bob was saying, if you're going to tell everyone that getting vaxxed is going to fuck up your balls, then yeah, you're essentially saying don't get the vaccine, dudes, because you're going to have some ball swelling and shit's going to be fucked up, right? And Giorgio.
What?
Giorgio is right. I mean, I can't believe this is an actual news story. This is in the AP. I mean, this is in the Associated Press.
Since you started talking about that, we've capped out at 228.
228 what?
Like viewers? Watching.
No. It's refresh. We're over 500.
Okay. Go ahead.
I mean, we're deep into 500.
Go ahead.
I was saying, Boris Johnson was asked about it at a press conference. The British Prime Minister.
Correct.
Was asked about Nicki
Minaj's cousin's balls.
Yes.
Biden will address the nation soon.
I hope so. Biden's going on air at 2 to address the nation on the...
There was an invitation sent to Nikki from the White House.
Yes.
To speak.
To and speak she, on yeah. the phone.
Yeah, not she to, said it was to show up.
And she was going to go in all pink.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate.
Hammer the like button. It's well over 500. We can get fucking up to 1,000.
No, sorry.
But with that, the fact that the Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, because I'm fancy, is releasing a statement to the Associated Press... is fucking so insane to me that, this is what I missed about Trump in the White House. Like, I miss this shit. I miss this. This is awesome. This is a fucking blast. I don't want to think about Biden in the White House. I want to think about a guy's balls swelling in Trinidad and Tobago.
How much money did they spend searching for this man's balls?
Like, literal taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, taxpayer dollars, yeah.
This, I used to... feel some kind of like unearned superiority over like people from the past, you know, like, oh, they used leeches for medicine and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Sure.
I no longer feel that way. No. I no longer feel like medically superior to anyone from any other era.
No.
Or in any way, Bob, like feels like life and civilization is cyclical. And we all just go back to the beginning every what?
5 years.
Sure, let's go 5 years, right? Maybe. I'm going to say every year at this point.
That's our slogan on Softcore History, shit don't change.
It's so true.
So he released a statement here. I'm going to read it here. Okay. The Trinidad health minister saying Nicki Minaj's COVID-19 vaccine swollen testicles claim is false. So they've located this guy. They've checked out his testicles, and he is going on record to tell the world that this is false. Okay?
Mm-hmm. So, and that needs to happen.
All of it needed to happen. And I don't know how much taxpayer dollars went into this in Trinidad and Tobago, but I'm going to say it was well worth it. Every single cent that you had. So I know you guys have problems with the roads there. Some aren't even paved. Okay, you're riding a rickshaw down to shit, and you got a basket full of bananas on your head just to feed your village. I get all that, and I love it, but this is where your money needs to be spent. Okay, because if we didn't have this answer, does it really matter about your roads and your eating and everything? Like, it doesn't. The grains of rice that you guys, you know, throw around all day long because you don't have roads to drive them to your houses, it's still not worth it. These testicles are the fucking. That's the face of your nation. I would dare say, put this guy's balls on the fucking flag there. Trinidad and Tobago. Let's put put both testicles on the fucking flag, and then we'll fly that at the Olympics. I'd make that guy be the flag bearer, where he just gets to...
But, like, it's that important to fact check Nicki Minaj's tweets.
She has 48 million followers. I just made that number up. But
yeah, I'm sure that's... Is that real?
We're about to find out right now.
Lord knows.
We're about to find out right now. How many does Chun-Li
22
have?
Million.
22. She's close to 23 million followers. Okay? And my God, dude. She just started going scorched earth last night. Especially against Joy Reid, who I fucking hate. The fact that Joy Reid is even on the air is the craziest shit of all time to me. No one hated gay people more than fucking Joy Reid. I'll take you back in a fucking quick time machine about Joy Reid, okay? She used to have a blog before she did anything, okay? This blog, every other fucking post back in the day was, God doesn't like you if you're gay, you need to fucking change yourself. What was the school... Pray the gay away, whatever the fuck it was. Like
family first.
Yeah, whatever, man. Pray the gay away sounds better. Branding. It's all about branding, people. I'd go with pray the gay away. Now, with that, all of these were deleted once she got one gig on TV, and they were like, oh, shit, we need more diversity. Let's get this fucking ignorant bitch up here, right? Mm-hmm. Slapped her on TV. She says all the right fucking keywords and everything else for MSNBC. Is she CM? You know, I think she's MSNBC. Says all the right keywords, all the right fucking bullshit, and then goes hard against Trump and everything else. And then somebody actually was like, wait a minute, weren't you the same person that hated fucking gay people like every day on a blog? No, that was deleted. Well, somebody found all of those, and it went through all the blogs. Then once they did, and they had like fucking 80 blogs of her saying, I fucking hate gay people and I don't believe in it, and you should fucking check yourself with Christ and everything. She said she was hacked after that because the network was like, oh shit, what do we do? We still need a black lady on this show. We can't fire her because she's black. What do we do? So she said, all right, great. I was hacked. All those blogs were hacked. I never wrote about any of that stuff. And I think we're all through with this. And the network accepted it. They said, good enough for us. You were hacked and congratulations. Every other fucking person in the history of this bullshit has been canceled forever. But with you and Joy Reid, that was the hill you wanted to fucking die on there with Joy fucking Reid of like, eh, yeah, let's go with the hacking story. I think that seems legit. It's like personal blogs where you were like, for like a nothing site, where it's just like, it's pretty easy to fact check that Joy Reid hates gay people.
Time traveling hacking, Ross.
My God, man. I'd love to see Andy Cohen over there with everybody on every single one of your shows on Bravo. Mm-hmm. Hello? That would be the reality show. Put all those gay guys from Bravo in a room with Joy Reid. Film that shit for 2 days and just watch her fucking melt down like my old iPhone here now that the new one is out. Watch it just shake and burn. Oh, my God, it's gay people. Hello? Put the birdcage on in the background with that Nathan Lane scene over and over again, his entrance where he just pops out over and watch her just fucking melt down. That would be amazing to me. But instead... She goes to Twitter and says, you know, you're doing a disservice to the black community by saying vaccinations or whatever. And I am so saddened. She said, I'm sad in her tweet. You pull up her tweet. Joy Reid was sad. She was like, I'm just so sad to read this, you know?
Well, and again, I want to go back to my first point in all of this is that she didn't say anything about specifically talking to black people, right? Like she was literally just tweeting. She happens to be black, so yeah. Joy Reid believes that if she is black, she is only talking to black people.
Joy Reid believes she is the fucking
I'm just saying,
a pillar in the black community that
saying,
we should all look up to.
I'm saying if Joy Reid sees a tweet from Nicki Minaj, whether she says anything about it being specifically to the black community or whatever.
Go right back up. There you go. One more. Keep going. One more up, Bob. There it is. Okay, great.
This is how Nicki responded to Joy.
Yeah, so I'm going to read this on air. Now, we're going to show it. So what I'm saying is actually her words, not mine, obviously. A lying, homophobic coon. I guess I can join in the reindeer games too, right? People can go on TV and lie on me. I can report on them too, right? Doesn't have to be truths. It can be half-truths. Uncle Tamania, I don't know who that is, asked, who on earth would trust the U.S. FDA guys? And then, boom, here we go with Joy Reid's bullshit.
I think that's the female version of an Uncle Tom. Uncle
okay,
Tamania.
So you need to, are you going to read it?
It's on screen and it's fine.
Not for
the Joy Reid controversy
audio.
From yes, for the audio. So even the Vox article and all everybody's covered this story in the past. Pull that up. So the Joy Reid controversy from homophobic blog post to a hacking claim explains. Oh, she was accused of this, and then she said she was hacked, and then apologized. Then she apologized and said, I wasn't hacked. But by this point, MSNBC was all in on the hacking story, and they didn't want it to go away, and they just accepted her apology. Oh, boy. How many apologies have you accepted? I said this about Morgan Wallen the other day, right? Everybody in this life has the opportunity to change, and you should afford them that opportunity, right? They go on and apologize and everything else. Great. I'm fine with it, okay? Now, with Joy Reid, in the case of this, do you have a chance to change? Yes, but not after you say you were fucking hacked and then lied about it because you got caught because you didn't want to lose your fucking job. Then you're going to go on Twitter and then bash every single person in the black community because they don't have the same fucking beliefs as you. Fuck off, Joy Reid. I don't understand this because Nicki Minaj went on to say, look, pull up the tweet about the Democrats and the Republicans because this was right down the middle last night where I think, you know, obviously, Dan Holloway on Drinking Bros talks about this all the time, but... this is more in line of what we're talking about with all politicians. And that's what Tucker Carlson and those guys latched onto last night. And she was like, right. She was responding to some bullshit video gamer, Hasanabi or whatever. I looked up what he does for a living and it's like, great. You dye your hair blue and play fucking, you know, Call of Duty in the dark, whatever the fuck it is you do. Congratulations. But he's got like a million followers, so he must be doing something right. Probably making more money than me, so I don't give a shit. And she goes on to respond. She posted a tweet about Tucker Carlson talking about this right here live on air. I wish we could hear him say the word testicles, by the way. Do you think we'll get flagged for that, Bob?
Testicles.
There you go.
There it is. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Sounded exactly the same.
So this Hasanabi guy, this fucking gamer, whatever the fuck it is he does, he goes, you know, you just retweeted a white supremacist, right? And then pop up that tweet by Nicki Minaj. She goes, right. I can't speak to, agree with, even look at someone from a particular political party. People aren't human anymore. If you're black and a Democrat tells you to shove marbles up your ass, you simply have to. If another party tells you to look out for that bus, stand there and get hit. Now, this has been fucking retweeted, requoted a million times this morning on every news outlet and everything else. And they're like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. And they don't know what to do. You know why? Because a powerful black woman came on and said the truth. And it's on both sides on this one. Republicans and Democrats, where it's just like, hey, dude. And now you want her to pick a side just because of her fucking race and tell her who to vote for and everything else and what she should or shouldn't believe in? Fuck off is basically what she's saying to everyone, not just a particular political party here on this one. And then Tucker Carlson just read it off last night on a show. She retweeted it last night and then just put up a bullseye. She said, you knocked it out of the park. And now it's, oh, she's standing up for a fucking. No, she's not. This is one issue. There is many issues in the fucking world right now. The vaccine and the vaccination, whether or not you should do it or not do it, is one of those issues. To me, it is beyond a party line. It really is, Republican or Democrat. If you want to do it, go fucking do it. It is your choice. It's your body and everything else. If you don't, don't. Jamming a fucking Joe Biden and those guys, jamming a fucking gun in your face to do all of this shit is making it a political thing, but it's not. It's just a human rights issue at this point. And again, I don't care what you do. I know I've said this on numerous shows. I don't care what you fucking do. And I'm not sure, unless your name's Patterson, I'm not your goddamn father. So go out and make the best choice that you want to make because it is yourself, your family, your life. Do whatever you want. And I think that's what Nicki Minaj was trying to say here with all of this shit. And people are in an uproar trying to pin her on a Republican or Democrat issue here. It's not an issue at all. It is just a human rights issue and what you believe in personally for your own body and your own family. And last night was fucking hilarious. Like, I was just up late reading this shit. Like, oh my God, this was better than the P. Brews documentary we watched last night. And I love that pea broodstock. Okay? So that's where we're at today. And we're back. Back in the world again. This is what it was like when Trump was in there. Every day was fun. Twitter was fun. We had a bunch of weird shit to talk about. And it was rad. Thank you, Nicki Minaj. I don't even give a fuck about that guy's testicles. If that was true or not true and he got an STD, if he got chlamydia, put his balls on the fucking flag. Fly him around the next goddamn Olympics. They're coming to L.A. I want to see the fucking Tobago balls, dude, flying over my fucking head, dude. I'm all in on this shit. I don't care that the story's true or not true. I love all of it. And I've enjoyed my morning. I enjoyed my evening last night. Couldn't sleep that well. I got pegged with a liner up the middle from a child. Couldn't sleep that well last night.
You got pegged by a child?
Well, Jesse, come on.
I'm sorry.
You've taken it too far now.
No, I'm just wondering.
I got drilled with a baseball.
Oh, drilled with a baseball.
Oh.
Trying to coach young men into becoming heroes.
You just
heroes.
Really need to specify with stuff like that.
Whatever, man. Mm-hmm. A lot of swelling. Not as big as Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend's testicles. A lot of swelling in my leg, though, today. But I'm a goddamn champion. We're going to fight through this. So is Nicki Minaj's cousin. I hope he gets better, and I hope he has the opportunity to get married. I hope the ball swelling goes down.
Yeah, I think the marriage is probably kind of sailed, but, you know, maybe he'll get back in the game.
One would think, I don't know any other famous people from Trinidad and Tobago. That guy's got to be the most famous guy in the country right now.
So he can have his pick.
Yes. He can do whatever he wants. Here's my suggestion. This is what happened to my roommates. Get some fucking penicillin. It's going to go away in 3 to 4 days. He'll be back out there in the streets pumping fucking hot lead into vaginas all over the streets of Trinidad and Tobago, okay? Slaying. Take advantage of this, dude. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Fuck, if I were you, I started OnlyFans right now and just hang those balls. Like, give him a slow fucking hang, dude, say, right in the hands.
If this was 1993, he'd be in Playgirl next month.
Yes. That's
100%. That's not the worst idea,
Ross. Member Playgirl?
A member, yeah. Yeah. But the testicle guy, people are asking, Brandon Busby saying you need to have an interview with Nicki. Love to have her on. I'd love to have Nicki Minaj on. Any fucking day of the week, I'm totally down for that. Speaking of balls, James. Why don't you lay them on a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. I said this on another show. I think the IT guy over at Ghostbed, Jesse, is dead. I think he might have either ended his life or it accidentally ended for him and they haven't found his body yet and they don't know that he's dead. The 40% off Labor Day sale is still up. The bundle package is still up, Jabes.
Yeah.
And I'm telling people to take advantage of it because, hey, another man's death is another man's savings. So,
sure.
You know, one man's death is another man's savings. There we go. I like it. That's
and by the way,
trademark it.
Yeah. By the way, we're reading the copy verbatim.
Verbates.
So this is what Ghostbed wanted us to say.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So since his ghost has left his body.
Sure.
Go and take advantage of these savings.
Since the IT guy is a ghost, literally.
40% off when you get a adjustable base and then a mattress. And then after that, you can put whatever you want with it, right? And that's part of the bundle package for 40% off is you can pop in there. Let's say you want some pillows. Congratulations, you get some pillows. Sheets, congratulations. Put them in there. Bundle it all up 40% off. Now, if you just want individual things like Jesse, who just likes one sheet.
A flat one.
A flat sheet.
I just like a flat sheet on a bed. Nothing else.
Nothing else. And like she's in the wilderness again. Let's say you want that in a pillow or whatever. Singular item, you can get 30% off of anything, dude. And the entire store. Just use the promo code DRINKINBROS at checkout. Don't be dumb, okay? And as always, they got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. So you can take all the deals that I mentioned before and add them to this. And then congratulations. You're walking out of there with a new bedroom set for around $35 to $38 a month if you have decent credit. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Take advantage of these deals. Next up, James, we got Hello Tushy.
Tushy.
Tell us about it, James.
Hello Tushy, the modern bidet company that washes away even the messiest of poops, leaving you with a better clean than toilet paper. So listen. You've talked about all different kinds of poops on here, right?
Mm.
All different kinds of pooping experiences.
I call them shats.
Sometimes.
With a Z.
Sometimes you beach it. Sometimes it's worms.
Yeah, we talk about beach and dumps all the time.
Sometimes you feel like it's gotten out, but it's like then you wipe and it's like it hasn't, right? But you felt like it. What?
Yes,
I know it's
to
a sensitive subject. I know you don't like talking about it, but
I
this
do
is
like
what
about
it is, right?
I like talking about it.
Wouldn't
too much.
It be great in those times,
yes,
no matter what the experience is, to have a little bidet to just wash it off,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
Is your butt clean enough to sit on the couch naked? Don't do it.
No.
But, like, you personally don't. If there's other people that are maybe single or, you know what I mean, or
sure,
don't have kids or
yeah,
lots of windows around,
yes,
do it.
Do it.
And the only way to be clean enough to do that is with a tushy. So the modern bidet tushy that attaches directly to your toilet in under 10 minutes, even you, Ross, put ours in. And we all know that you are not handy
at all.
You don't need tools. You don't need any attachments. You don't need extra plumbing, anything. Just attaches to your toilet.
Yes.
And then the point is, if you got poop anywhere else,
yeah,
maybe your arm, hand.
It's a little deep.
Would
yeah,
you
sure
use toilet paper?
No.
Or would you use water?
I'd use water.
So then why are you using toilet paper on your beehole?
No idea.
I don't know. The Tushy is the modern bidet for people who poop. Tushy also has a full product line to help make the restroom the best room, including the Tushy Ottoman, which is, I mean, we won't say the other product.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right? So the sleekest toilet stool design that helps you poop 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Rated number one by the Wire Cutter. New Tushy brush. They have everything.
Come on.
You know, even Tushy cloths to kind of dry you off so that you're not using any paper whatsoever. Start washing with a Tushy bidet for a better clean. Go to Hello Tushy. Make sure it's Hello Tushy. If you just go to Tushy, it might be another thing, but go to hellotushy.com/revolution to get 10% off plus free shipping. This is a special offer for our listeners at hellotushy.com/revolution for 10% off. After you buy and install your Tushy, show it off. Tag us at hellotushy on Instagram and just do it.
Yeah.
You don't get anything for it, but
you're fancy.
Just be fun and
no,
flirty.
No, but
show
it's nice to show the
toilet
world you're fancy. Yeah.
Yeah. Show people your toilet. Show people the device that washes your butthole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let them know, dude.
Let
the world know. I'm better than you.
Right?
I have a...
They actually look all serious and like they look very
I know,
sleek
they're
and
super
actually
nice.
Nice. And they mix with like a mid-century modern bathroom very beautifully.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Makes you want to use it.
Yes. Yes,
anyways,
it does.
Hello, Tushy.
Last but not least, James, we got liquidiv.com. I am all up in this business today with the Liquid IV. I start my day off literally every single day.
You do, and you steal it from me.
I do, and I feel like I'm fancier today because this is Fiji.
It's not that Dasani bullshit.
No, dude. I mixed it with Fiji today. Mm-hmm. What's up, dude? Ooh, you rich.
Stop it. Oh, you rich.
I did. I mixed it with Fiji today. That's no lie. So my go-to, I'm just going to tell you right off the bat because I love all the flavors they have. They keep coming out with new ones. The watermelon, that has been the one for the last 3 weeks. I've had a packet of this every single day, I think, for close to 4 years. They weren't even a sponsor then, remember? I had to keep calling them, and I was like, dude, I keep drinking this shit. I can sell this. I love it. I drink it every single day. Our neighbors got it for me, and it's awesome. Just put one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water. Hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. I don't even like the taste of water. I know that sounds super rich, but no, I just don't. I don't like the taste of water. I got to put something in it. Liquid IV is what I do. They've got, like I said, the watermelon, strawberry, lemon, lime, acai berry. They've even got an apple pie up in that piece right now. It's the best, dude. I use it either usually right when I wake up. Then I also take one to the gym. I think I'm on about two a day. Is that all right?
Yeah. You can have as much as you want. I don't think you can OD on IV.
Okay. It could be their new slogan. You can't OD on Liquid IV.
On Liquid IV?
Yeah. Big, big fan. Hydrates faster than just water alone. Contains five essential vitamins. Vitamin C, orange, and you name it, dude. Everything is all in there. All of the things are inside of this, and I love it. Gets me going through every single day. It's the easiest sell of my life because I actually use it every day for 4 years. Grab your Liquid IV and bulk it at nationwide at Costco if you want. If you want to, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the promo code Nooners at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. You cannot do that at Costco. Don't walk in and say, oh, here's my box, Liquid IV, Nooners. I want 25% off. They will not give you anything. Matter of fact, they will probably remove you from the store. Get it online. Go to liquidiv.com. Use the promo code Nooners at checkout for 25% off anything in the store.
Do you think that's what people are trying to do right now?
What do you mean? Oh, get her on an interview? Absolutely.
I mean on the right, but yeah.
No. I think everybody wants this interview no matter what. The problem with Nicki Minaj, not a problem. It's actually, she has so much power. I mean, for real power, that she does not need to go on any media outlet and discuss any of this bullshit. And I wouldn't risk it if I were her. She was doing this thing, Giorgio, do you remember it was on Apple Radio? She had her own channel. What was it called? Like the pink?
Yeah, she had like a little interview thing that she was doing for a while.
Yes, and every time she dropped one, it fucking skyrocketed beyond any podcast, anything you've ever seen. And like everyone was talking about it. And she got on there and she talked about real shit like this. And it was fucking rad. And like, but they didn't tell you when it was dropping. But when it dropped, boom, number one. And everybody was like, oh my God, I got to listen to this fucking
shit. It all started with the Bernie Sanders stuff, yes, right?
Yeah.
And then that kind of got her in like the political ecosphere. And then she was the voice of the people and kind of was like the bridge to the youth. And I think now they can't really control her. And she says whatever she wants. And
correct.
And, well, I do remember a time when, like, before we kind of realized that Kanye was also crazy. But do you remember he was kind of doing this with a little bit before the Trump thing, but he was kind of going on like TMZ and going all these things and speaking this way in that, like, I'm not going to be this, you know, the same, saying the same thing that everyone is saying about the Black community or that white people say about the Black community. Like, I'm actually, right?
Free thinker.
In a way, just being like, look, it doesn't matter about that. Like, what do you actually believe? So it feels a little bit like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it culminated in him going to the White House wearing MAGA hats, stuff like that. But it started with him just trying to say something that was a little bit maybe different than what his community wanted him to say. And people just freaked the fuck out on him. And I think that's when he was like, all right, then fuck you guys. I'm going to go to the White House. I'm going to like hang out with Trump. I'm going to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the same way, with her saying this, it's almost like if you jump on me enough, if you talk shit to me enough, I'm about to go rally with Trump. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And it feels reminiscent of that.
If she's twerking beside Trump.
I mean.
Forget it. I'll give you two photos that would make her $20 million in 48 hours. OnlyFans, Nicki Minaj, one picture. First picture, the cousin's friend's testicles, right?
Sure.
I want to see those on a French baguette, like freshly cut open, like right out of the oven where it's warm, because you got to keep those balls hot. Mm-hmm. You got to keep them warm so they keep a nice shape to them, right? A nice sag, a nice hang in that sack. Mm-hmm. So let's do that. Let's get the best. Who's the guy from France? Who's the best chef over there? You watch all that shit.
The guy from France?
The chef. Who's the best one? Who is Bourdain's best friend?
Oh, yeah. Eric Repair.
Yes. Repair.
I don't think he's the best, but that's a name that.
Great. But that's a name that will resonate. Let's get him in the kitchen, right? Oh, here's my things and things. And then he brings this fucking hot loaf right out of the oven. And then you fucking plump those balls, dude, right down on the baguette. They keep their shape. The skin looks beautiful. You know, and in a black skin on nutsack, too, really reads well on camera. It does. There's a reason why white people tan up for all those goddamn weightlifting events and all that shit. Trying to more put more definition in there. Show some veins. Testicles. And a nice sack has a lot of veins in it. So let's do that. Keep it warm. We got to keep that warm. That's picture one. Picture two, Nicki Minaj. No thong, ass in the air, just twerking. And you can go ahead and, what's the fucking, you can boomerang that. Just boomerang it for 3 seconds. No thong. Let him see the ass, dude. $20 million in 2 days, 48 hours. What do you think, Jesse?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it has to.
Feels like an NFT waiting to happen.
Goddamn right it does. We got some breaking news here. You know we've been all over this Jeopardy story, dude. Covering it, jamming it. You fucks. I told you. That homeboy would be out of there, right? what was his name? Richard?
Yeah.
Dick what? What was
Mike Richards.
Mike, yeah. Damn it, you can't use Dick in that then. Because you can't use Dick as a last name for Richards. Or
why
otherwise,
not?
Mike
Says
Dix.
Who?
Mike Dix. All right, so Mike Dix out of there, right? The executive producer that was on the search for the Jeopardy host who...
He searched
magically,
low and high.
Low
all
and high.
Over.
And then found himself...
interviewed everybody.
Right in the middle. And sure. Hired himself to do sure. it. Great. Even though everybody wanted LeVar Burton. Nope, I'm going to hire myself. They had to dig to find him talking about boobies on a podcast from like 2013. And they were like, well... We can't have our Jeopardy host talking about boobies on a show.
I know.
Get what? Him out of there.
Yeah.
Makim Blakug. Am I pronouncing that right?
Sure.
Mayan Bialik?
Ma, that's it. Oh. Mayan Bialik. Okay. I didn't know if it was Makim. I'm always, when it,
oh,
when there's
a,
yeah, yeah, when there's a CH like that, I'm like, man, is that Makim? Mayan Bialik. What's her fucking name? What was her show? Blossom. Blossom. We talked about P-Brews. It's fucking Blossom, dude. Blossom's got her own dark past, so she was splitting duties with homeboy, and then all of a sudden on the show it was like, wait a minute, if you're gonna fire this guy for saying the word boobies, right? Homegirl was talking about what, not getting vaccinations, some other fucking weird shit, keeps herself covered every
I think
second
she
of the
said
day
the same thing Nicki Minaj said.
Yeah, yes, right,
she said something about like
just kidding
fucking what? She said something about like children who need C-sections, who come out of C-sections are like something else, or like evolutionarily they're like not as good as kids that slide out normal.
Yep. And
basically
that's, Bob, is that right. True or not true? You've got a kid.
My kid had to get like the suction cup, but he did, there was no C-section.
Okay
so he should be fine according
should be okay.
to
according to Makim Blah.
Yeah. Well, actually, so she didn't even say that. She was like, there's people in my religion who believe that or something like that. She didn't subscribe to it. Mm-hmm. And people freaked out about her even acknowledging that there are other people
even saying that, right?
Yes. Yeah. So it was a real big nothing burger.
Yeah. And then the vax thing too is just like, well, it's a religious thing, right?
Sure.
Or whatever.
Sure. But what I said was, if you're going to fire homeboy, she should be fired too. I think it'll probably happen. I think people have bitched enough that it'll probably happen. So now, here we are, a couple of silver spoons, breaking news 22 minutes ago from the Associated Press, the same ones that they went to Trinidad and Tobago and found the cousin's friend's testicles and confirmed that this story was false, are reporting right now that she is out. And it is Ken Jennings, the original guy that Alex Trebek, before he died, said, who do you think should take over? And he was like, I think it should be Ken Jennings. He's going to host the rest of the year. Man.
But he's racist. No.
We're going to find something on Ken.
Bob,
yeah.
Wasn't that the thing? There was some... Anyway, Ken Jennings, he was like, it was going to happen, and then they found some old tweets. Well, first, he apologized for them, I think, before it even became a story, but it was kind of jokes on Twitter that ended up being, I mean, pretty, a little bit racist, right?
He was defending, man, I just want to, someone needs to end me.
Yeah, they do. What's going on over there,
Bob? The controversy was that he was defending Bean Dad on Twitter.
Bean Dad.
Oh, which is actually...
Who's Bean Dad?
So Bean Dad is... He was a... He actually has a podcast.
Bean Dad?
Roderick. It was Roderick, right? Something Roderick.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever, man. Bean
Roderick.
Dad.
Anyways, he has a podcast. Fairly successful, whatever. And he said something that he was... that either the tweet or the thing was that he watched his six-year-old try and... He was very hungry and watched her try and open a can of beans with a can opener for a really long time.
Oh, yeah. Bean Dad.
Right?
I remember Bean Dad. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Bean Dad is the guy who had a series of tweets who was like, look, they couldn't do it. So I made them and I said, keep trying. You've got to keep trying after 8 hours of trying to open this
can of
beans.
Right. So then people are like, your daughter is starving and she, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
where
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that really the only thing in the house? Like, could she grab a bag of chips, but she really wanted to? I don't know.
It's the point of trying to teach your child to do something on their own and never giving up and keep trying. He is Bean Dad. And he starved
there
his children. People
ones.
Were posting like pictures of Ethiopians with fucking flies on their faces of like,
sure.
This is what your kid is like.
Yeah.
Cause
yeah,
you
yeah,
made
yeah.
him open a can of beans with a fucking can opener.
So he also did tweet in 2014, nothing sadder than a hot person in a wheelchair.
Oh my god!
Was that his dad or was
that's
that
super true?
No, that was Ken Jennings.
I stand by Ken Jennings. I stand by Ken.
Of course you
I do. No, is there something? Oh, look, you know, on this show
he tweeted in 2015. It can't be a good sign that every fan who has seen the new Star Wars movie died shortly thereafter. In response to the death of Daniel Fleetwood, a Star Wars fan who died of cancer and wanted to see Star Wars The Force Awakens before his death.
Funny joke. I'll stand up for Ken on that one. I like the joke. Even the Chrissy Teigen one. I hate Chrissy Teigen, yeah, but I liked her joke too.
That is a pretty like tame stand-up.
These are really, really tame. And yes, I've said on the show a million times, there's nothing sadder than a porn star dying or a supermodel. It's the same thing with a hot girl in a wheelchair. Yes, you don't want to fucking see that, dude.
Yeah.
You don't.
Well, you know, and this was what,
Sean.
2014?
You want to see somebody like Sean in a wheelchair, the guy, or editor.
2014 and 2015.
Well, Hightower Sean. He's not here now, so I can say whatever the fuck I want. He's not going to kill me today.
You killed him.
I'd like to.
You guys killed him?
Sean's the guy you see in a wheelchair slumped over where you're like, you know, with the button in the middle finger thing. That's Sean. That's Hightower Sean. That's what he looks like. So that's fine. Like, yes, I don't want to see fucking Patty Bundchen. The hotter Bundchen sister.
Hotter Bundchen.
I don't want to see her in a wheelchair. Sean, I'd be like, all right, cool, man. I know you're going to be late because you're going to fucking wheel in and then figure out how to get up the stairs, but whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine with all of that. Ken Jennings, I'm fine with all of his shit. I'm good to go with all of it, but he got the job. So after 10 months of fuckery, we finally got back to the guy that Alex Trebek actually wanted to host the fucking show. Jesus fucking Christ. Here we are, dude. Here we are in this fucking weird ass century, dude. I don't know what level this is in the sim game. Let's go to the next level. Let's go. Let's Donkey Kong this shit up and go to the next level, because this is fucking bizarro land. Okay?
Right. So this is why, I mean, I don't really have a Twitter. Never have.
Yeah.
So someone would have to like search through all the episodes to like try and whatever, cancel me, which people don't have the attention span to do.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, it's interesting that no matter who you choose, it's a interesting comment on where we are now, that no matter who you choose, apparently LeVar Burton, right? Like, he must have something because they just will not even consider him. So everyone they choose between, whether it's Mike Richards, Ken Jennings, Blossom,
right?
That's, you know, Jewish girl, black guy, White dude, whatever it is, no matter who you choose, there is going to be, if they've ever had Twitter, probably a tweet, an old tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Probably going to be an old tweet.
Yeah.
So I think that I would love for that to kind of level the playing field in a way, but it just will never.
No.
Like, no one will admit that no matter who you are, you have an old tweet, even if you don't have Twitter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
An old tweet.
Yeah.
So what are we, I would love for it to just be like, all right, guys, let's let Jeopardy, the picking of the host of Jeopardy, teach us something that like, let's just.
Oh boy.
There's currently a Nicki Minaj inspired protest outside the CDC in Atlanta.
Shut the fuck up. Put that on screen. Can you put that on screen? Yeah, you can.
Okay.
There we go. Does it say D's nuts?
No.
Oh, man. If it would have said D's all over that, that's great, dude. Look at that.
Defund these nuts.
These nuts, dude.
So what?
Look at this. 260,000 views this has already. And this is...
What do they say? What
half
is
hour ago.
For, against, what's happening?
Defend Nicki at all costs.
At all costs
is what one sign says.
Okay. Oh, there's five people there. Go for them.
No, I know exactly where this is in Atlanta.
This is what they're saying. Nicki Minaj told the truth. Fauci lied to me. Protesters are approaching cars leaving the CDC in Atlanta, claiming the CDC is lying about the vaccine, and Nicki Minaj is telling the truth.
I'll put it this way, Bob, and I'm glad you brought up that tweet, Bob.
Oh,
I'll put it to you this way. If I had to choose my science from one of two people, of Nicki Minaj or Dr. fucking Fauci, I'm all in on Team Nicki here.
I mean,
Fauci, that dumb fucking son of a bitch. No, fuck him. That motherfucker's got $100 million dumped in the Wuhan lab. He has flip-flopped on every single fucking issue over the last year and a half. He can get fucked. I'd rather go out and protest in the streets for Nicki Minaj than Dr. fucking Fauci.
So you'd rather have Nicki Minaj put an IV in your arm than Dr. Fauci?
Yes.
Thank you.
Let's go, right. Nicki.
And her research in the field is what? One cousin in fucking Trinidad?
No. Her research in the field is she's a motherfucking monster, dude. Okay. Let's go. Let's tap that vein, Nicki. I'll let you fucking inject me full of shit. I don't trust that other fucking jackass, Dr. Fauci, that fucking dipshit. God damn it, man. James, we got a crime corner today?
We do.
We do.
I think it's really important for everyone to know that they still do not have the same vaccines that we do here.
Yeah. Let's just be in Trinidad.
Oh, I don't even care about that.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't really.
Yeah, I give a shit. I don't go there.
He doesn't really care.
I care more about that guy's nuts. I care more about that man's testicles. Than I do about. Do you think I have time to fact check vaccines from all over the world? We don't even have a motherfucker to do that in this country. What's the one that's like now down to like 54%? What's that vaccination? Is it? It's not Moderna, is it?
Well, I think most of them have gone down only because of Delta.
So what the fuck? Like who gives a shit? Whatever's going on in Trinidad and Tobago. Jesus.
No, and
Christ.
I do agree with you that science is more boring than whatever is happening now. And so I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But everything else.
I think you could put some fucking grape Kool-Aid in a goddamn jar, mix that up and inject that in your veins. Probably have the same shot as whatever the fuck they're giving you down there. I don't give a shit. Fauci, that fuck. God damn it, dude. Whatever he said yesterday, congratulations, today is going to say something different.
The Chinese vaccine is not great from what I hear. I have a
clue. Now that I'm shocked by.
Yeah, right.
China gets everything right. Even including this. They were able to release a virus to the whole goddamn world and kill millions of people, and nobody said shit to China.
Well, then do you think they'd want to actually make a vaccine that
fuck
solves
no.
that?
Fuck no.
Easier to start a fire than it is to put it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Goddamn right. We learned that from Billy Joel.
Exactly. Especially when you're trying to put the fire out with like a dropper, being like, I'm doing it. Yep. I'm doing it.
It's like giving a fucking whale a Tic Tac, you know? We get a crime corner today, Japes?
Sure.
Let's do it.
That was more Latin than Chinese, I think, that accent.
Yeah, whatever it was, I loved it.
I just want to go on record.
Is there do we have a sweet sound effect for this crime corner? It's
no,
your time
I'm
to shine
find,
here.
Oh, I'm going to find my original one.
It's very like eyeglass.
Find my original thing
it's
that
like
I
murder,
cut
she wrote.
Forever
it's like
ago.
It's very Murder, She Wrote-ish, very Clue. It's more in that vibe. You got to find her old one. It's in the asset folder in Dropbox. We'll send it to you.
Yeah, I'll add it. I got it.
We'll send it to you.
Oh, okay.
Crime Corner. Crime Corner, James.
Okay, so in the vein of like just life kind of being boring and we all are desperately wanting something exciting to happen. Oh, and... So the thing that you wanted me to work on,
yeah,
which is the Wisconsin cornfield with four people,
was
two
it,
sisters,
was it dark?
Two siblings, and a
it's four dead people in a car in the middle
dead
of a cornfield.
People. They were
yeah.
like weirdly related. Some of them, they were all in their 30s.
Okay,
all from Minnesota, but found in a cornfield in a black SUV in Wisconsin. Right?
Yeah.
There is no new details yet.
You don't find that weird?
No, I do find it weird. But
super fucking weird.
Super weird. But there is nothing as of today.
All right.
They're not releasing any more information, which doesn't mean that they're not investigating and looking and something will come out. But they're not
creepy.
They're not doing any press about it. So they're not letting people know about it. So sorry that we couldn't do that. But the investigation is ongoing.
Sure.
Okay. I think Shane Goodman's on it.
Okay.
But anyways, so this is in the vein of life is boring and anything that happens that kind of makes it exciting, good or bad, I'm here for, right? So Utah woman loses hair, dignity, confidence in phone scam convincing her to shave her head.
Whoa.
Now listen.
Why?
On the face of that, you go, and the crime is...
Is that her?
So that's her before, and then can we... Yeah, so this is her before this happened. She's a model.
For Utah, she's attractive.
Yeah, she's a model.
Okay.
Megan Randolph.
All right, that's very Antifa-like. That next
sure,
one's
but
very
this
Antifa.
Is this is what happened. And then there's a hot picture to Bob of her, like, kind of with a mohawk sitch. Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
So, right? And by the way, you're halfway there. I mean, it's not like you had long, illustrious hair.
She's got a nice ombre.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Thick hair. Okay, so let's go through the story. It's a little bit weird. Megan Randolph is mad and devastated, and in her own words, her confidence has been rocked. So Randolph, a model from Layton, Utah, is a victim of a scam. Mm-hmm. So the scam, and there is a lot of stories and a couple like famous scammers that don't get any money.
Sure.
All they do, like the joy is just like seeing you either go on this crazy goose chase or getting you to shave your head, right? And it's actually a scam that is, you know, a lot of things go into it, but there is no monetary gain. So Randolph, a model, was a victim of a scam, but the scam artist wasn't after money so much as dignity and her hair. So she hasn't left the house. Her confidence is shaken, whatever. It started with a text message from a stranger. So do whatever that person says.
Whenever I get a text message from a stranger, I follow it to the T. I don't ask any questions.
I do whatever they say.
I don't reply until I have done the task that they have asked me to do.
And then I go, did it?
Yep.
No. What do you need? Social security number? Thank you so much for saving me. Yeah?
Yes.
So it started with a text message from a stranger, and Randolph told KUTV, whatever, she just doesn't give her phone number out to strangers. But this one already knew her name, and the person, the scammer, was called Ashley. And so Ashley said that she had been referred to her. Before the conversation was over, Randolph had been convinced to shave her head down to the skin.
Yeah.
And her eyebrows.
Oh,
now, the
boy.
Eyebrows are the thing that really...
That's
you're
going to
have
back.
To... I need to have $1 million in hand before I even think about shaving one eyebrow halfway. Okay? Eyebrows are a thing. I like them. But anyway, so she referred to her. So before the conversation was over, so skin shaved her head down to the skin and her eyebrows in exchange for a couple $1,000.
Let's
all right.
Okay. Let's see. Do we have the picture of her with the eyebrows shaved off too?
I don't think she did.
Oh
really?
Yeah.
Oh okay.
Yeah,
there was oh, so there you go.
There were 17 photos. So, you're talking, mm-hmm. we'll walk it through photo by photo
okay,
here.
Okay. So this is her before. She hasn't worked in a while. Pandemic, whatever.
All
model
right. half
getting
her hair.
Older.
She's
fine.
Shaving.
So she's
half
shaving,
her head is
and
gone.
She's
very Britney Spears.
The person on the phone told her to document it. Okay.
Ah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Document it. For a couple $1,000, she said, I was a little hesitant at first. Were you?
Why?
What was the problem?
Yeah,
did you have money in hand? Nah. Did you know who this was? Nah.
Look
do
at
it.
That. She's actually
so
very good with the clippers.
It helped the scammer's cause that Randolph has actually been out of work. But even a few hundred would help. So that's the sad part, by the way. But
sure.
The money never came, and the person misrepresenting herself as an agent of Redken Beauty and hair care products vanished along with the phone number, and that is now out of service. So all Randolph has to show for her troubles are photos and videos of the self-haircut
Okay, so
process.
go back to the last one, Bob. Okay. Let's take the last one, the next
this one.
There you go. Okay, so Sinead O'Connor here. Shaved off her whole fucking head. She's gray underneath, so you can see that on the sides there. So she's got to be, just judging by the lines, I'd say 37, 38. I don't know what her age, right?
I think that's right.
Somewhere in there, 37, 38.
Is that her age?
Maybe. That's what I'm guessing on this one. That's the age at which you should not believe people who are texting. If you were 4 and you got this text message and then did that and then came in and said, hey, mom, dad, I shaved off on my hair. Somebody sent me a text message and said you did it. First of all, you're a horrible parent for giving your child a phone. But if they were able to have that phone and then read that text message and then shave your head, congratulations. Well, I side with you here. As a fucking grown-up who's 37 or 38 years old, shaving her fucking head and then documenting with very high-res pictures, by the way. Who shot that? Fucking
dude,
Ansel Adams?
I'm a little... The best part is like a lot of the looks on her faces are like, I'm doing it. Look.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look, I'm doing
but with
it.
No... No contract, no money in hand, no money first, no any of these things. Like things that you learn in business as you get older, right?
Right.
Of like if you're going to do something like that, if you get a part and you need to shave your head, you have contracts, there's things in place, there's either money up front, whatever it may be, right?
Right.
So she knows that members of the public may be cruel about her falling victim, but she just wants people to be aware and it not to happen to anyone else. So the other thing that's weird to me is this. So again, they didn't get anything from it. If it was a scam, they didn't get anything from it, right? Yeah. No money, nothing, not even the videos. They literally just got some kind of sick satisfaction, whoever it may be. But sure. Randolph and her husband tried to verify the number and it showed up that it was indeed registered to Redken.
No shit.
So probably a phone trick. It might be a phone trick used to mimic numbers for caller ID. I mean, look, there's all kinds of things you can do to change your number. I mean, anytime you get a scammer call, it's like your same area code, like that kind of stuff. But he also called to hear the voicemail service that, despite how skeptical he was convincing. So when they called the number, it was Redken. And there was a Redken voicemail.
Wow.
So part of the trick was that Redken does have a series of online media campaigns about how to handle hair at home. So home haircut didn't seem too far-fetched. What Randolph found online seemed to confirm the information provided by the scammer. Ashley also promised more money paid for more hair taken off. Since Randolph said she can't draw a straight line, something complicated like a bowl cut wasn't even an option. So what this scammer was saying was like, you can cut like a bowl cut, you can cut like a bob, you can, you know, do a short, whatever you want. And she was like, I can't do straight lines, so I'm just going to shave it. And they're like, okay, that's fine. Just do the video. So instead
And then what does she have to tag Redken in it? I'm assuming that's part of it. If you're going to do a social
media
thing.
I mean, it's something like this, right? Mm-hmm. And then she gets a couple thousand, whatever. Then instead of a short buzz, because of a misunderstanding that didn't allow Ashley, the scammer, to use the buzz cut videos Randolph made for promotions, she was urged to take her hair all the way to the skin by either the scammer or, in my mind, maybe a real rep that then was like,
Do you have a picture of the skin here?
Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe a real rep, to be totally honest with you. And then when it happened, was like, this is not going to work. Like, it's just not.
Wow. Okay, so she's clean bald here. I'm going to go. What is her name? Ashley Randolph?
No, Megan.
Megan Randolph. I'm going to go to her Instagram here.
M-E-G-A-N Randolph.
M-E-G, okay,
Randolph. No H.
There's a Meg Randolph. Gosh, so many fucking Megan Randolphs here. This is going to be a hard one. It's going to be a hard one. The reason why I'm asking is I want to find if so many basic white women who are named Megan Randolph.
So they don't understand. Yeah, they don't understand the hit that somebody takes. They used me, they abused me, and they just threw me away. I'm going to be really blunt. It's something like a digital rape.
Oh, do we end with that?
In the meantime, she is wearing a beanie or completely a beanie over her completely bald head, even at home. I just want people to be careful, blah, blah, blah. So
digital rape. Have we gone there?
Things.
That's a lot.
Well, whatever. But there's a couple things that could be happening. I mean, does anybody kind of hear me on this? That, like, is it a scammer that actually has a Redken number, Redken voicemail, like, or was it something that this person needed to get a bunch of people to do videos of shaving their head? This girl's didn't work. Boom, she's out. Sorry you don't get the money. Right? I mean, it could be a couple different things.
All right, so if I'm Redken, right? And you, clearly you found this story, so this has gone viral, obviously, right?
A little. I mean, Shane sent it to me.
Yeah, okay. So clearly, if this is out there in the world and people are writing articles about it, it's good enough press for $2,000. If I'm Redken, I give her the $2,000 and say, hey, we would never do this. I don't know what happened. We'll try to get to the bottom of it, blah, 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 right?
Which she's probably hoping.
Well, fine. But $2,000 isn't a lot of money.
No,
so it's not like
not
you're.
For Redken.
No, it's not like you're holding somebody ransom. And with the press that this has gotten, you could spin this if you're Redken and congratulations. This is a $100,000 campaign for $2,000. I'd give this girl the $2,000. Now, why she did it? On the other hand, It's completely off the fucking rails. And if you're married to this person, you should probably leave the house immediately. Never look back. And if you have a polka dot sheet, I would wrap up all your belongings, tie them to a stick, and then hop on down the fucking bunny trail, because this woman is clearly fucking crazy. However, Redken should give her $2,000 and be like, hey, if you want to be crazy, be fucking crazy. If you go through that many steps to call all the people and it was some elaborate scam, Redken can throw her $2,000 in her fucking Venmo and she can go down to the corner store with her fucking beanie on and, you know, do what. Does she look like Remy from fucking Higher Learning? Yes. She looks like a white supremacist. Okay. She's going to beanie up, give her $2,000. Eyebrows are going to take a while. It always takes a while to grow back. So, give her the $2,000, and if you're the husband, if she is married, get the fuck out of there immediately, okay? And that's Crime Corner. It's a beautiful Crime Corner, Japes.
Right.
Perfect way to end this
like,
week.
What would, yeah, like, what would you guys say if your wives or girlfriends were like, hey, babe?
Yep. Wouldn't say anything. I'd say it'd be a lot of, and then I'd run as fast as I fucking could out that goddamn door and
it's
never look back.
It's the same way I feel about, like, I watched the show called The Con on, like, Hulu, and it's all different people that have been like conned out of this money. And a lot of the times it's like, oh, this psychic just said that I am too attached to money, so I have to give them a check for $30,000. They'll hold it for a day.
Yeah.
And when I come back tomorrow, and they're just like, can you believe it? And you're like, yes, I can. So it's one of those things where it's like, yes, this is sad. It's horrible.
Yeah.
And if she didn't have, like, someone else there with her, I'd be like, all right, well, maybe you're going crazy, COVID. Like, I get it. You needed money, whatever. But she had a husband there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all your guys' answers, Bob has the mic, but, like,
I'd be like, give me the baby.
Yeah, give me the baby.
Yeah, give me the baby. You'd be like, let me just, and what is this? And where's the contract? And where's the money?
Yeah.
And what? If it's something you want to do, if you don't mind having a shaved head, then do it. But if you're going to do it, you know what I mean? I would be like, look, if you want to do this anyways, try it.
Yep.
If not, if it doesn't work out, you know, we just can't really cry about it because then we look like the fucking assholes.
Yes. And if I walked in to the house after work and I found you in the bathroom shaving your eyebrows to the Donnie Darko soundtrack, all around me are familiar faces.
I work for Redken now, babe.
Yeah.
I work for them now.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't even know you. I got a text message and I work for him now.
Yeah.
Baby, look pretty now, daddy.
Yep. And I'd grab the kids, put them in the car and drive as far away as we can and probably sleep in it.
Yeah.
Probably sleep in the car. Probably for a couple days.
Look, it's sad.
I wouldn't even stop at a hotel. I'd sleep in the car and just be like, kids, dad's going to take some fucking Adderall and stay up all night, and we're just going to get to Maine or something, like as far away as we can from here.
It's sad, but, you know.
Give her the $2,000.
In you trying to help other people not get scammed, there's going to be people that make fun of you.
Take advantage of you and make fun of you. So
you're going to help a couple people, though, girl.
Yeah. Those eyebrows are going to take a while. Going to take a while.
They're never going to go back, right?
Yeah. Kids, we appreciate you joining us today. Look, go to Ross Patterson Revolution on iTunes. Leave a 5-star review and a fucking quick onesie-twosie line about how great the show is. That's all the advertisers care about. That's all the people care about in this world. It really fucking helps the show. That's it. That's all I'm asking for. It's free. I know. You're like, dude, I don't listen to the fucking show on iTunes. Steal someone else's phone, dude. The new one's coming out today or tomorrow, Giorgio, tomorrow. Steal your friend's phone and just fucking cha-ching-ching-ching-ching. Go down the fucking list and then do it. I don't really care. But the advertisers do, and the charts, and all that other bullshit. So please go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. That's all we're asking. And if you're at home, you get a text message from Redken, put the fucking clippers down, okay? There's no time. No time for that today, all right? We love you. Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables. I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon. We'll be right back.